Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It kicks off this Friday. Joining us on the phone line is Bruce Duncan Skeef with Stratford Winter Pride. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning, Jamie.
Well, Bruce, we definitely have the winter for Stratford Winter Pride, and it all kicks off this Friday. Let's run down all of the great events that are happening with Stratford Winter Pride, which we're looking forward to. Friday night, it's the mayor's opening night reception. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and actually the first thing to say is the last time I looked at the weather forecast, Friday looks pretty good.
So yeah.
Things may be on our side.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about the mayor's opening night reception.
Well, we've invited the mayor because he's a good friend of the LGBTQ community in Stratford. We've invited him to come and kick things off with a reception and a cocktail party at our headquarters, which is Grayson Mills, at 7 o'clock on Friday night.
All right, and tickets are just at $10 for that, and it's just a nice way to kick things off, I would imagine.
Yeah, we lowered the price actually. It had been 20, but I decided to go with 10 just to give people a chance to come and start things off if they were being held back by the price.
Fair enough. Again, you can get it through ticketscene.ca with links and details, of course, with StratfordWinterPride.com. So that kicks off Friday. And boy, let's talk about the Sunday drag brunch.
Yeah, that's an almost all-day affair. It's doors open at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and the brunch buffet starts at 11. And the show with the drag queens of the Troy Boy Entertainment starts at noon. They do an hour-long show, then they take a half-hour break, then they come back and they do another hour worth of entertainment. Then they'll be hanging about afterwards for those who like to get their pictures taken or get autographs and that sort of thing. It's always a lot of fun.
And again, the location is Grayson Mills. This is for the drag brunch set to go on Sunday. Again, you can get tickets through ticketscene.ca. So that is another great event. We're just getting started. Let's take a look at Monday, February 3rd through to Sunday, February 9th with Fanfare Books.
Yeah, they're going to have a special desk and a display of LGBT books. If you're looking for something to buy and maybe want to get a little bit of help with your choice, they're there for you. They're a good friend of the community as well.
And Thursday, February 6th, this is something that I don't know. Is this new? Is this taking a look at what's queer on stage at the festival this year?
Yeah, we've always done something with them, and we've been very grateful for their support at the Stratford Festival. This year, we're having the casting director come and give us a talk about what's sort of a queer angle on the festival this year. So he'll be there to talk to people and answer any questions they may have about how gay Stratford may be this summer.
Okay, fair enough. Again, that's happening at Grayson Mills, and Bruce, as you say, Grayson Mills, pretty much the headquarters for Stratford Winter Pride. So that's what's queer this year at Stratford Festival. That get-together is for Thursday, February 6th, again, happening at Grayson Mills at 7 o'clock. Again, tickets available through ticketscene.ca, and of course, links and details with StratfordWinterPride.com. And boy, we're looking forward to Friday, February 7th, letting you know about stand-up comedy night.
Yeah, they're always a lot of fun, and it's actually one of our best sellers. So if you haven't got your tickets yet and you want to get one, I would suggest doing it as soon as you can.
Because stand-up comedy, always popular. And this, again, is happening at Grayson Mills. And again, tickets are $40, and you can pick them up through ticketscene.ca. And that one is an 18-plus event, and everybody loves stand-up comedy. With more events coming up, Bruce, we were just chatting with Ron Dodson yesterday about the Laramie Project stage readings, and that is set to go for Saturday, February 8th.
Yeah, one performance in the afternoon and one in the evening.
And that's happening at the James Rainey Auditorium, and that's at the former Central School, now Stratford Intermediate School. This is going to be an incredible event, an impactful event, featuring many festival actors, many local actors taking part in the Laramie Project stage readings. Two performances at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Again, tickets available through ticketscene.ca. And then it wraps up Sunday, Bruce. Now, I've got closing event special announcement. Is it too early for the special announcement?
It's actually not an event, not something for people to go to, but we'll be releasing some information about something new we're going to be doing next year. The Laramie Project was something new this year. We had not done a live performance up until now. And we'll have more to say on Sunday about what we're already starting to work on for next year.
All right. It is Stratford Winter Pride. Love is love. The website with all of the details, all the information is StratfordWinterPride.com. Looks like a full schedule of events coming up, Bruce. And again, remind us, why did you put something like Stratford Winter Pride together?
Well, you know, everybody has been talking about how a lot more people are feeling isolated or lonely or out of touch after the pandemic, and that has always been the situation, particularly in smaller or rural towns with the LGBT community. So while there's the terrific parade and afternoon at the park in June, I wanted to put something together for 6 months after that, so that people don't have to wait for a year to get together with people that they may or may not know. They may make new friends.
Exactly.
So they get to come out and be part of the queer community here. And that's something that's important, and it's important to have entertainment that addresses our sensibilities and our life experiences. For instance, the comedy night has got some laughs in there that the straight audience might not get. So this is a time for people out here to feel like they're part of a community without having to go all the way into Toronto.
Yeah, exactly. It's all right here in Stratford. It is StratfordWinterPride.com is the website. It's this Friday, January 31st through to Sunday, February 9th. And again, so much is happening. Be a part of it. Bruce Duncan Skeef. Bruce, is there anything else or just get your tickets?
Yeah, definitely get your tickets. We've got tickets available for each and every event, but I wouldn't leave it much longer.
No, don't wait till the last minute for sure, especially many of these events are going to sell out. Bruce Duncan Skeef, and of course, all the volunteers behind the scenes, thank you so much for this. We wish you a great success with Stratford Winter Pride, Bruce.
Thanks, Jamie.